Yeah, we, both sides have been here. Well, Papa's people came down here, but they came down here. Well, you know they were down here long.
What it looked like and what rooms you had
in
and so forth?
Well, you know, the house, I was born in a cottage that had three or four bedrooms and living room, a separate dining room and everything like that. I don't remember the house. I've seen it after I got grown. I mean, big enough to know some people we knew lived in it, and I visited them in the house. And then Mom and Papa moved next door to a two-story house, and I guess it had five bedrooms. And, you didn't have inside plumbing in those days in Selma. And matter of fact, I remember when they ran the sewer lines down the street we were living on. And then when they were building the building that is now, the Methodist Children's Home in Selma, they were building a building on that property. They tore down a big old rambling house. And they built the building, and they had some niggers out there digging ditches to put the sewage in. One day they dug up a stack of bones, and that was where the Union soldiers came, fought back out of the breastworks and everything, you know. Selma was really a plum for them to take. The Wilson Raiders, because we had an arsenal here and we had the shipyards here. The keel to the Merrimack was laid in the shipyard here down on the river, Selma. And the Union soldiers, of course, they just buried, people fell and they were buried. And when those niggers dug up those skeletons, they put their shovels down and left the job.
It's so amazing. More than a little crying.
Uh-huh, yeah. But it was wonderful when you did get indoor plumbing.
Did you?
Now, Stoudemire Hall was built in 1852. I do hope you get to come over here. Come over there. How many days are you coming over here? How many people are you going to interview in Selma?
Probably two more. I've got to finish lining those people up.
Uh-huh.
But I'll probably be here most of this week and
uh-huh.
part next week.
Uh-huh. Well, now they're open, see, every day. They're open from 9 to 4. So if you don't have somebody to talk to in the morning, you could call me and you could come by here and we could go over there, because I really do want you to see it, because people come here and see it. And people from Montgomery have been over here. I can't think of that man's name. He's a collector, too. Young man in Montgomery, he's not married. He was over here one day with a couple of years ago. And they were talking to me, and he sat on the sofa back there in the room, was talking to me, and I asked him if he knew Eloise Anders. I said, yeah, she taught him. And it was at the Neal High School. He works for a drug company. And I forget his name, but he had a grandmother. Lived in a big house, and she was in her 90s, and she got kind of pettish, and her doctor told him to move out and get an apartment, that she was getting too dependent on him, that she needed to be independent. And he said he just has all these things, and he says, this gives me a good idea. He says, you all might get some of my things. I said, we sure would appreciate them.
Now, Sturton Hall is, when was that built?
1852 is when the house was built.
Is it furnished as it was?
Oh, no. The last people who lived in it, the last people who owned it, it was their home for 90 years. But for the last years that the daughter, there was one of the daughters who still lived here, she was Mrs. Bibb, and